All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up, actually we're almost finished with the 10th chapter. We're picking up on Daf Pei Zayin, page Pei Zayin, the last paragraph. So if you remember, again, in our last shiur, so the Piagetzno was highlighting a very interesting dynamic. He was making a distinction between Midos, or how Midos, our character traits, are elicited, versus Kochos. Midos versus Kochos. So for example, again, he started speaking about Kochos first. So strength. So he really spoke about strength in two ways. Physical strength and intellect. And if you notice again, when it came to what he called Kochos, he explained that the nature of Kochos are such is that they can be self-awakened. For example, if I possess physical strength, vigor, and I want to go ahead and express that strength, I don't need an external catalyst to go ahead and express that strength. Rather, again, I could invigorate myself from within. So, for example, he said, you know, I wanna go ahead and become stronger. So what do? I look for someone to spar with, look for someone to fight with, not because I dislike that person. I want to get into the ring and go a couple of rounds because I want to build up my physical strength. Not because anything external to me elicited that desire, but because I have a desire from within. Intellect, he explained, was the same idea, right? Again, when it comes to intellect, he says people who are naturally curious look for opportunities to expand their intellect, even though, understand, there's nothing external per se that went ahead and sparked that, but there's something internal to me that wants to understand more. To contrast that, Lokenius oros hamidos. This is different than an awakening of midos. What does that mean? This is incredible. Now, when he says, so just to understand, midos means character traits. Watch this. Heim einon misorin, misoros me'atzman. Character traits cannot be self-awakened. They cannot be self-elicited. Bilti ayidei davar asher ma'orer osam. Character traits are awakened through some type of external catalyst. Kas upachad ha'ish misorim ayidei izadavar. So for example, anger, fear, are awakened through something external to a person. And if that external catalyst would not come along, a person would not get angry, a person would not be afraid. Conversely, someone who goes ahead and gets angry or becomes fearful on his own without an external stimuli or without external stimuli, simon shechole ruachu. This is usually a sign of someone, nebach, who's ill. Chole ruach, meaning some type of mental illness. So this, by the way, if you think about this, the PhD is about to teach us something incredibly amazing. He says character traits do not come out on their own. They're usually brought out by some type of external stimuli. Anger, fear, and if you're getting angry or fearful without the external stimulus, then ultimately, again, it usually means that something else is happening within the individual. V'china ava, love is the same way. Rak im yishtavar shema orarto la'elv, misorer la'ava, volo me'atzmo. Usually, when do feelings of love come out? Ultimately, again, when they are elicited by some type of external force. People don't generally feel feelings of love on their own. Now again, remember, I might be able to feel love towards something, even if I might feel love towards my wife, even if she's not with me, but generally there's something that triggers that. I'm thinking about her. I see a picture of her. There's always some type of external thing that elicits that emotion. He goes on, Yochuhu lios rak b'masov, shenoach ata la'ora osali ava milichos. Now, so situationally in life, there are certain circumstances which are more prone to elicit feelings of love than feelings of anger. Ola kas mila'ava, or other situations of life that more easily elicit feelings of anger than feelings of love. V'chei nimtza ish zeh, Shenoach lo yoser lehis ora li ava vashin lekas. And there's no question that people have emotional predispositions. So there are some people who are more easily angered than others. Just like there are some people who ultimately, again, are more expressive in their love than others. So a person could have predispositions towards certain midos, but bottom line, the fundamental truth is the same. Aval shnehem rak al yidei, turn the page, peches, rak al yidei dvarim hameorim osam yisoru. But the common denominator with love, with anger, with every character trait and every emotion, only come out without external stimuli, they are not elicited. They only come out when triggered by something external to me. V'lo yitzuyar etzlam, kimo v'chachma v'klach ha'gvura, she'is orer zeh bekas mi'atzmo, v'yivakish lo mi'she yichas alav. V'zeh bi'ava mi'atzmo v'yivakish lo mi'sheva. So this is amazing. See, contrast this from what we learned before. When it comes to physical strength, so if I have a desire to hone my strength, so then I will look for what? I will look for someone to fight with, to spar with, to train with. So I can, but I could awaken that within myself. When it comes to love and anger, look at the words of the Piagetsna. He says it never happens that someone internally decides to get angry and then looks for someone to fight with. Now I'll say, now this happens all of the time that people look to pick fights with other people. But in general, if you're self-aware, you know that if you're looking to pick a fight with someone, what does that generally mean? You're angry, which generally means that what? Something happened. This happens all the time. Right? This happens. Person has a bad day at work. They come home. They're not happy about what happened at work. And you pick a fight. It's ma'isim b'chol yom. Ma'isim b'chol yom. But it's not the pshat that I'm just angry. I'm just angry. Right? Even when people say, I'm just in a bad mood. No, no, no. Normal people, emotionally healthy people, are never just in a bad mood. When you're in a bad mood, it's because why? Something occurred. Now, sometimes in life, I may not be aware of what occurred, because you have to be pretty self-aware for this kind of stuff. So sometimes, again, I might think to myself, you know what? I'm just in a rotten mood. And if someone asks me why, what happened, sometimes I'll say, nothing. I'm just in a bad mood. It's not true. Piaget will say it's passion. And it's just about like when you delve deeper into it, it's never true. There's always something. There's always something. So there's always a catalyst for love. There's always a catalyst for anger. Contrast that. So he's making these two categories of midos and kochos. Midos always require an external stimuli. Kochos do not. Kochos sometimes, not sometimes, but kochos can have an external stimuli, but kochos sometimes could also be elicited from within. Vegam zos, hisibas hadavar, shamidos nislap shubizum abadam. Suppose that now we begin to understand something amazing. This is why midos sometimes can become negative things. He literally again translated, this is the reason why midos sometimes become clothed in the most base aspects of man. Ukishu margish mida mimidosav, lomida kidosha margish, ava v'yira shel kidusha, aflo stam ava ustam yira, vo yivchar im l'shamish ima l'kidusha l'hefech, rak mitchiloso hu margish midos gruos bekirbo. So this is amazing. So it turns out that things like love and things like anger are never pariv. You can never experience them in a pariv way. Why is that? This is amazing. Why can you never experience love or anger in a pariv way? Because it has to be elicited by some type of external stimulus, which tells me that whatever the nature of the stimulus will determine how the love and how the anger is experienced. And now we come to the problem. He says, Rak mitchilasu margish midos gros bekirbo, ava l'shtusim, v'yira v'kas sinara. So I end up sometimes loving all the wrong things for shtuyot, and sometimes my yira and my kas, ultimately again, instead of being channeled in the right way, are being used in negative ways. Ve'ein hargashaso osan ki hargashaso asachachma, והכוח שמרגישן סתם חכמה או סתם כוח בקרבו, ומשתמש איתם כבחירסו, כי החכמה והכוח מסקבוס ומסעורס ומעצמן, לכן מרגישן מעצמן סתם. הכוח, I'm just reading a few more lines and I'll translate. הכוח, המידוס, כיוון שרק על ידי דבר זולסן אולוס ומסרעוס בו, ואיש מילדוסו, רק דברי עולם הזה, דברים גשים מאורים מסמידוסיו, כיוון שבעולם הזה שקוע, לכן רק בתבניסם רוע אוסן מידס גשו. So this is amazing. Do you know what happens, says the Piagetista, from a very young age? We begin loving the wrong things. And if you begin loving the wrong things, so you know what happens? Then what elicits your mida of love? All the wrong things. I get angry. And I will say, anger has its place, right? There are things to get to see. We often confuse anger with rage. We synonymize, I don't know if that's the word, but we synonymize anger with rage. So anger and rage are not necessarily, sometimes anger could lead to rage, but I will say anger doesn't mean a loss of control. For example, I could get angry when I see the wrong thing occurring. If you don't have anger, that leads to a total moral equivalency. Everything is fine. That's not true. Not everything is fine. Not everything is appropriate. A person has to know when to express their anger and how to express their anger. What's the problem? The problem is from a very simple side. Some of us, children naturally get angry when someone takes their toy, right? Or when they don't get what they want. Sometimes we just become very big children. And we keep getting angry at the same things that we got angry about in our youth. And I will say, what happens then? What ends up happening is the midos that I have end up getting elicited in all the wrong ways, which leads me to commit some dramatic life mistakes. So the Piaget will say, we're going to stop over here in just a moment because we'll have to finish up this section tomorrow. He'll say, but I just want to point out what a dramatic insight the Piaget is giving us. When it comes to the world of midos, midos are elicited through external stimuli. That's how midos come out. Love doesn't come out by itself. Anger doesn't come out by itself. It's elicited. And here's the challenge. The challenge is that sometimes in our earlier parts of life, even in our childhood, these midos come out or are elicited in negative ways. Now, as children, so we don't know better, so that's just what happens. The challenge is that sometimes as we become adults, we don't correct these things, so that these midos are still being elicited by the very same things. My anger is still being elicited by what, I will say? By what? By not getting my way. And do you know what happens when you get angry as an adult when you don't get your way? You're angry a lot. You're angry a lot because for most of us, life doesn't always go our way. And if you don't refine that midah of kas, you have to use it. It's a good midah. Kas can be very positive if channeled and used the right way. But if ultimately used and elicited in that same childish way, same thing with love. As a child, I love things that serve my purpose. I love things that ultimately make me happy. Well, again, as you get older, so that love has to become more sophisticated. That love has to become more refined. And if I'm not working on that, then by definition, again, that love is going to remain very immature and very unrefined. So we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emir HaShem with this sugya tomorrow. Shkoyach.